Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Readers Entertainment Radio. I'm your host, Lisa Watson, and I am very glad that everybody's able to join me this evening. I'm not sure where everybody is in the world. I am in North Carolina, so it's doing a little bit of rain and sleet here. But I just spoke to a couple of relatives in the Washington, D.C. area, and they have snow. So if wherever you are, if you have snow or rain or whatever, just make sure that you're safe. And if you're listening to me, then I guess you're indoors, nice and cozy, warm. So great to have you. Tonight we have a very special guest. I chatted with her last year on the Romance Bookmark show with Renee Bernard, and I am glad to have this opportunity to have her on my show this evening. A New York Times and USA Today best-selling author, my guest has written over 26 novels and novellas. Though she never thought she'd be a writer, it looks as though she's found her passion, writing titillating romances, both paranormal and contemporary. She offers readers a thrill ride going from slow burn to full-out inferno. And tonight it is my pleasure to welcome Carrie Ann Ryan to the show. Welcome, Carrie Ann.
Thank you for having me. That's a great intro.
Thank you. It is so great to talk to you again. And I know the last time we chatted, we only had about 15 minutes, but we were able to kind of squeeze in chatting about your Montgomery Inc. series at the time, and of course your tattoos. She has tattoos, people. My dreams, of course, of getting tattoos is, you know, actually on hold because I'm way too indecisive to try to figure out one thing. So let our listeners here at Readers Entertainment know a little bit more about you, Carrie Ann.
Well, I write romance, which I absolutely adore. I love finding happy endings and figuring out how they're going to get there. I used to be a chemist and then decided to find chemistry in romance rather than at a lab bench. like you said, I am tattooed, and the research does help with my series. So there you go.
I wonder if you could write that off.
I'm a little too afraid of the IRS for that.
I know, right? So you're back with a new novel, Wicked Wolf, a Redwood Pack 1001 Dark Nights. So the 1001 Dark Nights, for those of you who may not know, is a collection of novellas inspired by the exotic tales of the Arabian Nights and features 12 New York Times and USA Today best-selling authors. Some of the novellas are paranormal, some erotic. So tell us about your novella.
So first off, I'm really excited to be part of 1001 Dark Nights. It's an amazing series and group of people. My novella is part of my Redwood Pack series. So I finished the first series arc back in July of last year and thought, you know, I still love this world and I don't really want to leave. And then I was given the opportunity to write 1001 Dark Nights. And so this novella is set 15 years after the end of the first series arc. And it's about the daughter of the Alpha and a soldier from another rival pack. And so, and that rival pack is another series that I'm starting next month. So I'm really, really enjoying it because I get to go back to the wolves that I loved and their chemistry and see what would happen 15 years later.
Wow. Now, within their packs, your hero and heroine, Gina and Quinn, both work as protectors, which means, of course, that they have strong personalities, I'm sure, which has to be hard considering how they're forced together. How do these two warriors work things out between them?
It's actually a lot harder than it seems. They, from the first sentence, you know, there's that connection. There is that chemistry, but neither of them want what fate has dictated for them. And so they're going to fight throughout the whole series. And they're both very dominant wolves. Neither of them is kind of bound down to the other one. And I really enjoyed that type of connection. And it actually takes something that I can't really talk about because it's a huge spoiler, but it takes sacrifice on both their parts for them to actually figure out how to work well with one another. So,
cool. Now, you have quite a few books in the Redwood Pack series. Can you tell listeners a little bit more about the series as a whole and if there's any commonalities between the books in the series?
So the first set of Redwood Pack stories was 7 books. It started with An Alpha's Path and ended with Fighting Fate. And each of those was about the Jameson siblings, so 6 brothers and 1 sister. And you say quite a few because between each book, I also wrote an extra novella in
wow.
which I wanted to go back and visit like a previous character. So like A Night Away came out after An Alpha's Path, and it visited the Alpha and his mate, you know, after they had a child, and to see how that would change their relationship and change their dynamics within the pack.
Mm-hmm.
So it all ended up being 7 books and 7 novellas.
Wow.
Plus, now I'm starting over with Wicked Wolf, which it says it's a novella, but I couldn't stop writing, so it's actually a full novel. And then it goes right into the Talon Pack series, which starts February 17th with Tattered Loyalties. And so that's still within the same Redwood Pack world, but also within a new pack. So lots of fun.
That sounds very exciting. Now, before we get too far, I want to let our listeners know that our live chat session is open, and you're welcome to go in and just hang out, or if you'd like to comment or ask Carrie Ann a question, you're definitely welcome to do so. If you'd like to call in, you can call us at area code 646-200-4071. And, of course, after the live show, we will post the podcast and a recap blog on readersentertainment.com. And I know a lot of our listeners out there might want to check out Carrie Ann's website. You could do that while we're talking to her at www.carrieannryan.com. And that's CarrieAnnRyan.com. And I have to say, I've been to her website, and I've got to tell you, listeners, it's definitely visually appealing. So we're talking eye candy galore, so you'll definitely want to check out Carrie Ann's website because it's pretty awesome. So, Carrie Ann, you're welcome. You literally have a novel coming out, it seems, every month. So clearly, writing has to be your full-time job, right? And how fast do you actually write a novel?
I don't mean to write a novel every month. I organize it every other month, and then things happen. My poor assistant, Charity, is like, no more, you're done. So yes, writing is my full-time job, though I do own a publishing company called Future Desires, so I also do that full-time. I do sleep eventually, but so I plan it out so it's a novel and then a novella or a novel and then a slightly shorter novel. So I can write, you know, 3,000 to 5,000 words a day, and
mm-hmm.
everything is very meticulously organized with my editors and everything, so that way I have 3 months after I finish a book to edit and to make sure everything's what I want it to be. So yes, I'm working really, really hard, but I'm already writing my June book. Or my second June book, because I have 2 out that month, but you know.
Wow. Okay. All I got to say is your readers are definitely, I'm sure, very spoiled and very happy that you write as quickly as you do, because they can get their hands on something new or something coming soon. And so that's pretty exciting.
I hope so.
Now, I asked the next question of every author, and I'm sure I asked you last year, so let's see if your answer is still the same. What is one thing you have to have when you're writing, and why?
So I answered something last time, and we both took it in the wrong direction, so I'm changing it to the other thing I have with me. I always keep a bottle of water on me because I don't leave my – I try to stretch every
mm-hmm.
hour because I write so much, but I need
right.
water no matter what.
That is a
Before
very
I said
safe
lotion,
answer.
And you really went the wrong way with that.
So, as authors, we know how secondary characters can occasionally try to take over story. Does that happen to you? And if so, what do you do to get them back in line?
Sometimes I really, really, really want to write the next book, which is the my secondary characters.
Mm-hmm.
But then, so I just sort of tell them to shut up and keep going. And sometimes they don't. And so I have to write a quick paragraph of what they're going to do in their book.
Okay.
Usually I can just
get them to kind of calm down a bit.
Yeah, usually I can do it. I write so fast that I'm like, you have 6 months, just hold on. So.
Your time is coming.
Exactly.
Now, for those of you that just tuned in, we're speaking with New York Times and USA Today bestselling author Carrie Ann Ryan about her latest novel, Wicked Wolf, a Redwood Pack novella from 1001 Dark Nights. So, Carrie Ann, you've written paranormal and contemporary novels. Are there any other genres out there that pique your interest where you think you may kind of write something in that genre?
I have a couple ideas for a first-person, almost new adult series, and then another sci-fi series, but I can't do it because I'm a little too busy, but you never know. I love reading historical, but I don't
oh,
think
yeah,
I could
so do
sit,
I.
I just don't think I could sit down because I'd want to make sure it was 100% historically accurate, and I would
mm-hmm.
never write the book because I would just be reading a historical book.
Wow. Now, your novels get some very great reviews. And do readers contact you often with thoughts about what they think you should do next? And if so, do you ever take them up on any of their suggestions?
They do, and I don't. I'm very careful legally to make sure that if they send me an idea, I don't read it.
Right.
Because I have to make sure that they're my ideas, and it gets a little murky there. But also, if they want to read about, but if they say, like, hey, when is Finn's book coming up? Will you please write him? And, like, I already know who gets what book and what series and what the title is and what's coming up
mm-hmm.
until, like, 2017. But I'm a little organized. Color coding rocks. But so I know, like, what's going on with those characters a little bit, and so I can tell them, yes, they're coming up. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to change what's coming next because I'm a heady plotter, so I kind of
right.
need the person to come up next. Yeah. But I do love getting
right.
emails, so email away.
Now, you know, I'm going to skip around a bit because this is a great segue into my next question. What do you like to read, and do you find it difficult to try to read while you're writing a novel?
I read at least a book a day still. I love reading. I can't help it. I was just on a writing vacation with a friend, and I read, like, 4 books on the plane. So I read any type of romance. I usually get into moods. So right
mm-hmm.
now I just was in a paranormal mood, but I'm going back. I really want to read some historical. So
mm-hmm.
it really just depends on my mood. And I find it difficult sometimes to try, if I'm having a hard time with a book to get into or start, I usually
mm-hmm.
can't read a new book. I usually have to go back and read a book that I love. So I go back and read Nalini Singh or Nora Roberts and things just because it's like sort of coming home and comfort me to settle me. And then I
right.
can go back and find my own world.
Wow. And,
but yes,
you know,
I love reading.
I'm just speechless because the first thing I'm going to say is, okay, we all know you write like a mad woman. And now we're going to add to that the fact that you read a book a day. Okay, wow.
I don't have children. I only have 4 cats. And so that's my excuse when I tell people I can do this. Because if I had kids, I know my productivity would go down because I have friends that all have children.
right, exactly. Because it's like, I was just sitting here thinking, it's like, wow, I remember the last time I read a book a day. And I think I was a teenager and we had summers off. So.
Exactly.
I remember doing that, and I loved it. I absolutely, there was just nothing better to me. And I grew up on historical, so I find that even though I write contemporary and, you know, I do read other genres, my all-time favorite is historical novels. I'm just hooked on historicals.
Well, you and I are going to have to talk later because I need new ideas for authors to read.
Now, do you have any, Lord knows you've got many, but do you have any favorite characters in your books?
I usually love the one that I'm writing or the one that's coming up next the most. Because the one that's coming up next is always screaming at me, my turn. But Maddox from the Redwood Pack, he is the one that I loved when I was first, like, before I wrote my first sentence on my first book, I had this idea for a character I wanted to write, and he was it. And he's one of my fan favorites. And he just came out in audio yesterday. And my narrator was like, Maddox is my favorite character. Like, I love him.
Okay.
So he loves
okay,
him.
I am
so
not
like,
even
yes.
going to say that the last time I talked to you, it was release day for your audio. Wow.
It's always release day for audiobooks, I think.
So are you able to give listeners a little sneak peek into your next novel?
The next one that I'm writing or the next one that's coming out?
I'll let you pick.
Well, I'm writing a Montgomery Inc. book, but since we're talking about Wicked Wolf today, the next book that comes out is called Tattered Loyalties, and it's technically Talon Pack Book 1, but like I said before, it's part of my Redwood Pack series. And so this is Gideon, who's the alpha of the Talon Pack, who has a major role in Wicked Wolf, as well as major roles in the end of the Redwood Pack series. And Bree, who is the daughter of Jasper and Willow, who were my characters in A Taste for a Mate, which is Redwood Pack 2. So I went 30 years into the future after the end of the Redwood Pack, and now I'm writing about the children of the Redwood Pack.
Wow.
So this is Bree and Gideon, and Bree is a submissive wolf, so her wolf is... not beat down. She's a very, very strong heroine, very strong woman, very opinionated, but her wolf also needs to care for others, and that's how her wolf proves her worth and how her wolf breathes. And Gideon is one of the most alpha and dominant wolves I've ever written. And so, and of course, Fate's like, you know what? They should be together. In other words,
yeah,
I was like, you know what? I want to see what happens. And so they're brought together, and they're forced to see what happens when a very strong wolf and a very submissive wolf who's a strong personality comes together. So I had a lot of fun with that, especially because I just finished writing Gina and Quinn in Wicked Wolf, who are both very dominant wolves. So I went from dominant to dominant and submissive wolf-wise. We're not talking about erotic romance here.
if people's ears get, everybody sits up.
I mean, I do write, it's steamy, so don't worry, you'll enjoy it. But now, so it does start off the whole, so Tattered Loyalty starts off the whole Talon Pack series, which is an 8-book series. And something really, really, really big happens that a couple of reviewers just got the book and were like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. So I can't talk about it, but you're going to have to read it because it's huge and it sets up the rest of the series.
Okie doke. So my next question is, what TV shows can you absolutely not miss every week, if any?
TV like starts again either this week or next week. Because I feel like it's been so long, so I don't remember what I watch. But I just started watching Stalker, and I can't stop. And I love Modern Family, and what else do I? Everything I watch gets canceled, so I can't say I love a series too much.
Don't say it out loud.
I know. I just found Parks and Recreation, but it's ending on purpose this year, so I can say that.
Well, see, it's kind of cool because, yeah, and I have Netflix, so, you know, at first I thought, oh, man, they just got all these TV shows. I don't want to watch TV shows. I want to watch movies. But there are so many shows that I don't get a chance to watch that I'm kind of finding them on Netflix. So it's like you get into this thing where I can watch like every episode in the whole darn series. So I get like days where I'm just like stuck, glued, and I'm like, I can't stop.
I've had to purposely not watch Netflix in my living room. I go downstairs into my we have a basement with a little mini gym thing that we made.
Mm-hmm.
I put Netflix on the TV there. That way I'm actually moving while I'm vegging out, watching 18 episodes a day.
So see, you are working out while you're checking out the TV. That's smart.
Well, at least I'm sitting on the exercise bike. It counts.
Now, do you have any upcoming events you want to let readers know about?
Yes, I leave on this Tuesday to Daytona, Florida for the Coastal Magic Convention. Yes, so I am so, so excited. It's Florida in February. It's going to be like upper 60s, I think. But
I
know. You know what? It's
the perfect time
here.
To go.
Exactly.
You said it's 19 degrees where you are?
It has been. I think it was 30 today, and I could like wear only one scarf instead of two. But, so it's the Coastal Magic Convention, and the signing on Saturday, if you're near Daytona Beach, is open to the public. So it'll be fun.
Cool. So what advice do you have for any aspiring or new authors out there just starting out?
I would say write, because saying you want to be an author or saying that you have an idea for a book is amazing, but sitting down and actually writing it is what you need to do. And then when you're ready to take that next step, then you find people to talk to help you go which path you need to go to and how to write the next book and what's the best promotion, all that. But sit down and write. That's your best bet.
Definitely. Now, what is one of the nicest comments that you've ever received from one of your readers?
Two come to mind. One was a man, actually, who read me, I'm usually very astonished to find out men who read me. One man who read one of my Minaj books finally came out. After he read my book, which completely surprised me.
Wow.
So that made me cry very amazingly. But another one was a woman who was going through a divorce and was reading my books and emailed me and said, thank you for pulling me through it. So
wow.
I don't mean to cry during emails, but apparently I can't help it. So
yes,
I'm very, very blessed with my readers.
Now, we've got a little bit of time, so I can ask you something completely different. Now, what's a question that we didn't ask that you wish we would have?
Oh, no. Okay, let me think. let's see. What book am I reading currently? How about that?
Okay. Carrie Ann, what book are you reading currently?
I'm actually reading I'm having a tough time in the book that I'm writing, Harder Than Words, so I'm going back and rereading the Signs of Seven series by Nora Roberts.
Okay.
Because I needed a comfort read. And as soon as I finish that, I'll go back and write my very tattooed biker man with his, you know, student teacher heroine.
Now, it's funny because I find that sometimes, and my husband definitely can't understand this, sometimes when, this might sound crazy, but, you know, I love watching things over and over again. I never get tired of watching things over and over again, especially like movies, my favorite movies. So sometimes I watch them when I don't really need to pay attention, because it's kind of like a comfort to me. Lord knows I can't even begin to figure out how many times I've watched Pride and Prejudice and, you know, of course, the one with Matthew McFadden, Keira Knightley, is my favorite. So that's kind of like a comforting thing for me when I don't need to pay attention, but I want to watch something. And so my husband comes by, and he's like, what are you doing? You've watched that like a million times. And I'm like, I know, you know, but it's comforting to me. I mean, do you ever have movies where or anything where it's like that for you?
Well, thanks to Netflix, I usually have something on in the background while I'm doing admin work. When I'm writing, I need music, something
mm-hmm.
that's shiny and moving. But
too.
Like, I'll put Friends on or the British show Coupling, so that mm-hmm. way I can laugh for a while, but it's just on in the background. Yeah, anything with, like, 5 or 6 seasons with, like, 20 episodes each, just put it on, and then it can go on all day.
They start themselves after a couple of seconds.
Exactly. Or I'll write I love Band of Brothers, so I'll put that on. Of course, then I'll, like, by episode 5, my computer's down and I'm just watching the show. Oops.
Now, let listeners know how they can get in touch with you.
Well, my website, like you said before, carrieannryan.com. There's a contact me there, and there's all my social media things there as well. So the best way is through email or like my Facebook page or even tweet to me, because I'm on every single social media thing you could think of, because everyone's everywhere. But no, email or Facebook is pretty much the best way to get a hold of me.
Okay, now here come, we have a couple minutes, so here come a couple additional questions that we did not plan for. What's your favorite dessert?
I love cheesecake. Did you ask dessert or did I just hear?
No, I asked desserts because I'm sitting here like, oh, cheesecake.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. I hope she asked dessert or I'm not just saying, like, you're like, who's your favorite president? I'm like, I love cheesecake.
Yes, I love cheesecake. And because I love cheesecake, I would definitely go, oh, yes, I can see that. I had a friend make me a turtle cheesecake last year.
That's
for my birthday.
That's the cheesecake I was thinking of.
Oh, I did not
We're
share
going to be best
that
friends.
Whole cheesecake. See, I agree. I did not share that entire cheesecake. I brought it home, and my family like, ooh, cheesecake. I'm like, my birthday, my cheesecake. And I ate.
I'm sorry.
I can't even begin
fine.
To tell y'all how many days it took, because I don't want to, like, make it seem like I'm a crazy glutton, but it didn't take very many days.
Now I want cheesecake, and I have Girl Scout cookies in the house, though, so that'll tide me over.
Oh, I just walked to the went to the grocery store the other day, and I'm like, oh, dear Lord, there are the Girl Scouts, because my husband loves Thin Mints, and I think last year we might have put a Girl Scout through college. I think I got like a case of Girl Scout Thin Mints, and we put them in the freezer because I like them frozen.
It's dangerous.
So, yeah, I know, I'm a little crazy. Oh, no, we have 90 seconds, and we literally have a caller on the line. Hold on a second. Hi, this is Lisa. You got a few seconds. Did you have a question for Carrie Ann?
Oh, I just love you, Carrie Ann. You're just, Maddox is my favorite, too.
thank you. I love Maddox.
I was wondering, I'm so excited about the talent pack, and I loved Wicked Wolf. It was just so good. And I read it in one sitting, and like my house just went to heck for the day, and I had to finish it. But who's your new favorite for the talent pack? Who cannot wait to write?
So far, it's Finn, who is book 2, but we'll see what happens once I get to know them more. But I cannot wait for him.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you. I can't wait. I'm hoping to get to go to a conference to meet you sometime.
Well, I hope I get to meet you, too. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. And, wow, I cannot believe how time flies. Carrie Ann, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I have had a ball, and definitely good luck on all your upcoming series, and I'm definitely looking for you when we get to RT Dallas, you can be sure.
Oh, I can't wait to meet you. Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you. And once again, listeners, you can find Carrie Ann online, as she said, everywhere, and definitely her website, www.carrieannryan.com. I'd like to thank our listeners out there for hanging in there with us this evening. I am your host, Lisa Watson. I want to say happy reading, be inspired, and have a great evening. Good night, Carrie Ann.
This show brought to you by
Good night. Thank you.
Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.